music shit, like, I'm good at it. I'm real good at it. Like, I'm really good at it.
Hey, that nigga out fire, dog.
What is it like going through a divorce? Ooh, shit.
How much money got surgery?
That's a janky question, but I don't really get that. That's racist, fool.
Ferrari cost $600,000. Stop playing with me. Hunters with the blue faces, feeling nipsy. Louis V briefcases, getting tipsy. Keep it with me, it's a murder if a nigga tempt me. The streets talking, you niggas know what it do. With some money, I could never imagine you. I be ducked off, I ain't got nothing to prove. I'm in Malibu with a nigga fool.
400.
I'm your host, Stevie, and of course, you already know this is YG, Mr. 400. Now, we ain't doing no simple-ass shit on this show. We ain't just interviewing nobodies. We interviewing a huge... This guy don't sit down with a lot of people. He don't have to talk. His name speaks for itself. And I feel like you gotta put some respect on his name. We sitting down today with the Grammy Award-winning... You niggas ain't got Grammys, so don't get to talk. Grammy Award-winning, three-time DJ of the year, multi-platinum, three-time producer of the year, founder of 10 Summers... Fashion icon, Mustard.
I like that, Stevie.
I gotta get yo. I gotta get
like
yo.
That.
I feel like you were.
It had a nice ring to it.
Yeah, you gotta get niggas that far. Like, you know, saying? So we passing out flowers on this show. You
I
know?
Like that.
Of course, and I think I was just telling him. I think when you talk about multi platinum, people don't understand that mean more than one time. That mean a lot of times, platinum, multi times. So, but you been Mr. Drip Trip yourself, dripped out. What you got on right now?
I got on some Tims, some weak Tims. Some Acne Studio. This the new collection. I don't know if it's so new. I think it's Runway, but and I think this a denim tier jacket. These days, man, I just be throwing stuff on.
Whatever
it looks good. You know what I'm saying? Whatever fits the proportion well for me. So
putting that shit on.
YG, what you got on?
Oh man, I got the Calvin Klein hard bottom.
Show them
boots.
That boot. Put the boot up.
You feel me? The ones that went viral on the Shade Room. Right. You know what I'm saying? I got some, I think these Saint Laurent denim, Supreme belt that you can't see, 400 shirt on top. I got the Born and Raised, you know what I'm saying? New Era fitted on, long list my
piece of the GOAT.
And I got, you know what I'm saying, the gloves on for the dead homies.
Keep telling you,
with
keep
a little
on.
Rolex, you know?
Now that we got that out the way, let's get straight to the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Why you and YG fall out?
Damn. That was sick. You straight to the meat. It's crazy.
Hey, listen, we from Cali. We don't say pause. If you thinking like that, you thinking like that.
I ain't thinking like that.
Don't say pause.
I ain't thinking like that. I'm just saying. I'm
all
just
right,
saying.
Now.
Which time?
The time that made it with the music stop. Give me that time. And then you can go into the
I don't really think the music ever really stopped. I think, did the music stop?
Yeah, the music definitely stopped.
Nah, because you think My Crazy Life, and then after My Crazy Life was what?
Still Brazy.
What was on Still Brazy?
No Mustard.
Okay, what was the next album?
Stay Dangerous.
And what was on there?
It was on Stay Dangerous.
Big Bank and all that.
So I don't think it really stopped. I think
it stopped one
it
time.
Was
we didn't get a full project again when you hey,
but look,
decided to fall out.
When I talk to the homie about it and just other people, you know what I'm saying? I be just like, bro, we like niggas, we growing as humans and certain shit be happening and niggas just be needing time apart.
I think it's a more of a life thing. Like, I don't think it was, it's never really been a real thing, to be real. It's never actually a real.
Yeah, it's never no.
It's just like, nigga, I ain't fucking with you right now. I ain't fucking with you right now.
Yeah.
And who gonna call first type shit?
Oh,
like,
okay.
Some shit like that. You live in the same household with your bro, y'all be on the same, you know what I'm saying? Y'all might be on that accord, and then you think about this shit, like, bro, we ain't never had, like, money. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when you bring money involved, and not even, I don't want to even say it's about money, because money ain't it. More ego. Than money. Money is just like, with money comes ego. You know what I'm saying? So like, I think it's just that. And growing up and just being like, shit, I'm on this page. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
That shit just be what it is. But I don't think it's never been nothing serious or no shit like that. The music shit is just like, I don't know. I don't really look at it like, oh man, like I ain't really do no music. I just think, I look at it like, shit, we'll be cool again. We'll do some music again type shit.
Yeah, and like what I be like, like what I look at, like the light in that dark situation, it ain't really dark like that, but like the light in that situation be like me and a homie, it never was no shit that's like, oh, you can't come back from that. Like,
yeah.
Nigga cut, like, you gotta get cut off forever. It's never Like, he ain't done nothing to me like that. I ain't done nothing to him like that. Ain't nobody bitches got fucked, tried to get fucked. Niggas ain't stole nothing from nobody. Niggas ain't hit nobody. Nobody mama got touched. Ain't no weird shit ever happened. Right. You feel me?
It's always like some small shit that just
I think
like,
people create like, the narrative.
That's dope. You feel me? Because it's like, it's a lot of people that, you feel me, they come in the rap game with whoever they come in with, and then when you hear the stories about them not being cool, they be like done forever, and it be like shit that's like, oh yeah, you can't come back from that.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying, me and a homie, you feel me, our story ain't never been like that. You feel me? So it's dope. It's just bro shit.
Yeah.
Hearing you say like egos and stuff like that, let me know. Hearing both of y'all speak for the first time, because this is somewhat of an exclusive. I ain't never seen nothing like where y'all sitting down and talking about this shit.
Yeah.
So I see that y'all both like very self-aware. Like, nigga, sometimes ego gonna get in the way, money gonna get in the way. So y'all very self-aware of what the fallout was over. The other question I had was, did y'all run a fade? Like, y'all ran a fair one?
Hell nah, nigga.
That shit was some other shit.
Cause I know sometimes sometimes words don't be enough.
Nah, man.
No.
That's cool though, because I do feel like sometimes if you have to put your hands on each other, it's like, as man, we should be able to have a discussion. And like I said, it ain't dark like that. Like,
you might have wanted to fight each other. I don't think you never got to that though. More so like some.
No, we done had some arguments and shit.
We had some arguments. Yeah, but you know, it don't never, like, I don't know, man. We don't really never cross that line with shit. I think that we just was young, bro. Like, we still young. Nigga, I'm 33. Like, we young. So it's like, when you think of that and you coming from this shit, and it's like, it's all type of shit. We all got different teams and shit. You got to think about it. Ty got a whole different team. Yeah. He got a whole different. I got a whole different team. So it's a lot of moving parts to this shit. I wish it was as easy as, like, I mean, it is, but, like, used to be, like, we all sitting in the house in Inglewood or we all in the house in the Dons and we doing it, you know, it's easy. Yeah. It's easier like that. But when it's all that other shit getting involved, I mean, I guess we getting around to it now to where it's just like, shit, it ain't.
Niggas neighbors.
Yeah, it's like, for sure.
Think you eating ribs at the nigga house the other day. I'm like, damn, you're making ribs and shit now? You need a rib. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of projects came together. I think that y'all don't get enough credit for, like, creating this whole sound, this West Coast sound. Like, and I think that we going far away from the producer and artist locking in and making full projects. Like, we're so far away from that. And I feel like in the beginning of this whole West Coast movement, I can give you the West Coast movement.
Yeah.
You guys stayed on that type of time. So when you dig, it was just one song on Steel Brazy. That's why it's kind of like the question, like the music stopped, because y'all kind of started that, hey, lock in with Mustard. I'm finna drop a whole tape.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing that no more. So now we're not getting cohesive pieces of art anymore. It's like, you got a nigga from Miami giving you something. You got a nigga from New York giving you something. And the project is all over the place.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to hopefully one day a full project from DJ Mustard and YG. So that's the next question. Will we ever see a full-scale project from DJ Mustard and YG?
Yeah. I don't think that's like, you know how people make that thing like that'll never happen again. It's like, we don't have that type of relationship where it's like, nigga, fuck you. Like, it's not that. It's just be like, all right, bro, like, let's get in. Like, recent. We've been talking about this shit recent. It'd be me, but it's like, it been me. I'm keeping a buck. It been me, but it's like, bro, I be going through some whole other shit that be like, I don't even really like, my album is done, but it's like,
I'm tired of hearing you say that.
Nah, for real. Like, my album done. It's like,
yeah, I heard that bitch. That it's done. That motherfucker been done.
It's done. Man, it's like, bro, it be like 30,000 moving parts to this shit. For real with me. So it'd be like, one day I'd be like on some music shit, and then one day I'd be like, I'm cool, I don't want to do this shit. So it's like, for me, I'm just going through life as I go type shit. I'm not like in the headspace of like I once was, where it's just like music. You know, I got kids and shit. Like, he got kids too.
Yeah,
so it's like, I'll call him, what you doing? Shit, I'm at Harmony tennis practice. Oh, I'm about to, you feel me? I'm about to do this. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it'd be a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
I think that's the recent shit, but it's like, I'm coming around to like being on some music shit again, you know what I'm saying? So
and I can hear you saying that. It's dope to hear you sound like this, because I ain't around you every day, but hearing you speak, I can hear that you finding your way back to like, man, this is the fuck I do. I'm DJ Mustard. You know what I'm saying? I feel the same way about YG, especially when I'm trying to start something like this. Like, hey, YG, nigga, you better put some respect on my shit.
Sure.
Now, outside of YG though, you got to work with everybody, man.
Yeah.
I'm sitting right. I'm lucky. I'm lucky. I'm sitting in front of YG and DJ Bust. Come on now.
Why you say you lucky like you wasn't around?
I'm
around
lucky because
like
let me tell you why I'm lucky. Let me tell you why I'm lucky. Because you get to see somebody start at nothing, right?
Right.
And then you see them get to the top. And we all go our separate ways. You know, everybody got their own shit going. Yeah, yeah. So for it to come back,
yeah.
I don't consider luck like, oh, I found a $5 bill. Right. Luck is when, you know, everything falls in line. This is supposed to happen. I'm supposed to be
on the side of history.
I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Then you want to know a fun fact, not to cut you off.
Do your thing.
It's crazy. You feel me? I was talking to Mustard about doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, I'm finna do this podcast. What you think? Like, he like, who the host? I said, man, I'm talking to this nigga. I'm talking to Stevie. I'm talking to this nigga. He like, Stevie, nigga. He you said, nigga, Stevie, nigga.
Yeah, for sure.
I said, yeah, he said, hell yeah. On the gang, no cap.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, man. I can do is say I appreciate it. But like outside of YG, you got to work with everybody, like I said.
Yeah.
Who is like your top five? I know it's gonna be tough to do this, but goddamn it, do it. Who is like your top five artists that you've worked with?
Top five as in like who I like to work
like,
with?
Like, yeah, like when we get in here, we do all we man, this is I don't gotta do nothing but put it on and we putting it on.
You don't gotta include me though.
I'm yeah, that's there. Automatic. Yeah. We already know that's automatic.
And then I like me working with Mustard is like he think I'm stressful.
Our shit is like our shit is like this nigga crazy. So like
that's what make it great.
Yeah, that's what make it. It's like so it's like you gotta like, but the funny shit is what I've been learning, bro, and I'm not even saying this because he right here, I feel like we all crazy.
Gotta
in
be
a certain
crazy,
way. Yeah. So it's like for me. I know niggas probably be like, this nigga crazy. You feel me? Because I just like, my process is like, I'm going to do it when I do it. That's my process. And that's like burnt out to say.
Yeah.
But it's like, shit, I got real life shit going on. So like, you know, but like, I guess top five of who I like to work with or who I'm most comfortable with working with. Obviously, this nigga Ty. Comfortable, like I can be myself, do what I, you know,
exactly.
I'm not prepping to get in this shit. It's like, I'm going into the house type shit. Maybe Roddy. Ella. Fuck. Who am I missing? Hold on. Say you was Ty, Roddy.
How was it working with Rihanna?
Oh, Rihanna? I feel like that's more like you gotta get prepped for that type of shit. Like, oh,
that's what I'm saying. I wanna be in that space where he like, but, nigga, we making shit.
Yeah, like that's I mean, but she cool though. I spent a long time with her on tour and shit after that. So it's like, but even in that that whole environment, it was cool. It was a big ass house. We just everybody had their own room, so we wasn't like sitting in front of her like trying to make some shit. It was more so like make some shit, you bring it to the table when you got it. So like when I did Need of Me, it was like I was in a small ass like bedroom in a big ass house, and we did it. Star came. Who else was on that song? Prince Charles. And when we did it, I played it for Jay Brown. He played it for her. And shit, I didn't even know what was going on the album. I left, I'd be real with you. I don't know if I even told this story, but like I was on some shit where I didn't want to go. some mustard shit, like, ah, oh, man, I'm tired. And that's when I used to be drinking lean and
I'm
shit.
I'm glad you went.
Yeah, I'm glad I went too. And I think one of the homies put me up, bro, you got to go. Why are you? I'm going to drive you. It was all the way far in Malibu. I'm in fucking wherever I was at and took me and that shit happened. And I found out like, I mean, right before the album was coming out, and they're like, man, you know you're the only person on this album with a tag on the beat. We ain't taking the tag off. And I'm like, I like that.
Damn, a nigga didn't even realize that.
So if you really
that.
Go back and listen to that album, I'm the only person on there with a tag. And there's some hitters, there's some big producers on that album that got tags that wasn't on there. So that was
so back to the question, who's that fifth person? Because he brought a Rihanna, but so you putting Rihanna in that fifth slot?
Yeah, I guess. I'm only saying, I guess, because, like, I did it. I mean, I went in the studio with her multiple times, but that was, obviously, that was a big record for me. But I feel like I'm missing somebody that I always work with that I just can't think of right now.
Oh, they going to tell you. They going to tell you when they see this. They going to say, yeah.
Nah, I think I got this nigga, Ty, Roddy, Ella. Fuck. Who do I always work with that I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. I can't think of it right now.
Since we speaking on like artists that you had the opportunity to work
y'all
with.
Y'all should do top four all the
no,
time.
No, I'm on top five.
Yeah,
y'all should do top four all the time.
We should do top four, huh?
Yeah.
400. Stay on brand, boo. Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Brand,
yeah.
Top four all the
top
time.
Top four.
Yeah. Top four. It's prize pick time. Yeah, it's prize pick time. It's time to let all that barbershop talk about sports go to the next level by making daily projections on any NBA or NFL game. Prize Picks is a skill-based fantasy game where all you have to do is just select more or less on the players that you love to watch. If you really think you a hooper, like my boy YG think he is. But you're really just sitting at home on the couch? Use Prize Picks. You can get an entry in like 60 seconds. All you got to do is go over to prizepicks.com, use the promo code 400, and they will literally match you up to $100 on your first deposit. That means if you put 50, they're giving you 50. If you put 100, they're giving you 100. It's really that easy. All you got to do is go over to prizepicks.com or download the Prize Picks app and make sure you use promo code 400. Let them know we sent you. So speaking of artists that you got to work with, you got to work with Nipsey, man.
Yeah.
That's Nip. So wow. Hard. Look, that's why I didn't want to do that to you, but I wanted to let it go. I wanted
Jesus
to let it
Christ.
Top five.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Sort of gang, nigga. I was going to say
that. I'm like,
but
damn.
That's why I was going to, niggas going to do top four, and
that.
I was going to, that's what I was going to say.
I don't
say.
Know
that's
why I'm thinking that, bro.
I'm segueing it, right?
Yeah, I like
so
that.
You got to work with Nipsey. That's, I feel like that's like.
Yeah, that's
fucking crazy. First off, what was that even like to work with Nipsey?
Man, that nigga Nip was like a smart, just, I don't even know how to explain him. I think he's a unicorn, bro. Like, you know somebody that you see, and every time you see him, you learn something. Every time you talk to him. The last time we did the song Perfect 10 on my album, nigga, the reason why that song is not, I don't think I ever told nobody this either. The reason why that song isn't done is because Nip was the type of person that, bro, he took so long to do a verse. That wasn't the beat that he was on when he rapped it. He rapped it on a whole nother beat. I reproduced that shit after. The reason why the song ain't finished and he's talking at the end is because he didn't finish the song.
I feel like that was where your hoes at.
Where your bro, that wasn't the hook at
that
first.
That wasn't the hook at first. I but feel see, like that's that
what,
other song that he
nah,
had.
Nah, but see, that with Nip, the reason why I fucked with Nip like that and in the studio, it's like he just used to, it's a clip out where he's just like, bro, you just do what you want to do. I don't care. Whatever you think is right, just do it. So I knew like, this, like, whatever I did, you know, he would approve of it because he always was like that. But, like, that night, he did that song to a whole nother beat. And we just sat there and talked about life. Like, all I'm talking about, bro, this is probably like a 7-hour convo in the kitchen at the studio. And we just sat there and talked. And that shit was like,
some bro, crazy. That's what make the bro, music. Nigga, that's what make the music dope.
Yeah, uh-huh. It was some
those conversations,
shit.
Like, that's what make the music dope. Outside of just creating the music, it's like, we create that bond. So now, with the synergies, that's like, we can do this shit now because, I know what type of time you on.
Right.
So speaking of Nipsey, like, do you have any unreleased Nipsey music?
You know what, man? I don't. I mean, I have like hooks and stuff and shit like that, but I don't have nothing that, like I said, man, it took Nip so long to do verses. Like anything that I really had, I let it go. Like I put out like Riding Round and fucking, Perfect 10, and like I think I got like a hook or some shit like that, but like that was a homie. I'm not forcing no shit like that just to do it.
Not to cut you off, but do you want to see a Nipsey Hussle album after this?
Hell yeah, if it's done right, yeah, of course.
Would you put your hands in it?
1,000%. If they asked me to do that, I would do that with no hesitation. And I know it's so much shit that he probably got. But it's probably half done. They probably not finished. because that nigga Nip took his time, but he did. He said what he meant. So that's the shit why it took his time.
Yeah, that nigga
he didn't say no bullshit.
He wasn't putting anything on this. He wasn't putting anything down.
Look, so me and Nip was supposed to do a group album, a joint album.
Yeah.
Mush was gonna be one of the main producers. Boom. So we start renting out the studio, you know what I'm saying? We at Paramount. Boom. Mustard doing beats. I'm just going in the booth rapping. You feel me? I'm going in the booth rapping. I come out, Nip turn. You feel me? He just bopping his head. He don't go in the booth at all.
He did not
rap. I'm like, man, what's up with bro? But it's like, nigga, he's just not going in the booth.
Putting anything
rapping,
down.
Nigga. Like, nigga.
I don't think he rapped at any of those sessions.
He did it. Nigga, he was just in there like,
he was just vibing out.
Like, nah, this ain't it.
Yeah. What happened to that music from those sessions that y'all had?
Nah, niggas still got them.
Ain't that how y'all got Donald Trump?
No, we got Trump the first time we start working on a group album. You feel me? This shit happened twice.
Yeah.
Fuck up, man.
No, that nigga hustle, motherfucker, for sure. Yeah, it's different. But yeah, though.
But yeah, like working.
I think
with
it's dope
him.
That both of y'all can kind of like share stories of like about how Nipsey was, because a lot of people is like, it's like a figment of our imagination. Like it's a once in a lifetime kind of person where it's like somebody seems perfect, even though we know he gang bang. Yeah. We know all the flaws is there, but somebody just seems perfect.
He's like, he gang bang, but he was the perfect gang banger.
Yeah, you get what I'm
like,
saying?
You know
he was super
saying?
In tune with himself. Like he knew who he was type shit. Like a nigga, that's a smart nigga, dude. Like, that's just some crazy shit. Like,
now I got to be around at a time where, like you said, we used to be in the Dons, and a lot of shit got made in the Dons. Yeah. Like I'm an East Side baby, so I never experienced something like going into a house where Ty had this house set up for music making and fucking bitches.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line. It was rooms for making favorite. Music, and it was like a setting like this, y'all.
Yeah.
But you recording right here in front of everybody,
yeah.
and shit is getting made, and you will hear zebra sounds in the room and come out. It's some crazy shit that I made. So how much influence did Ty have like on your like producing skills?
All of it. I don't think I would be who I am if I didn't go and spend time in the Dons, to be real. Like I wasn't even making beats at that moment. I was just there. And that nigga allowed me to just sit in and watch him, and I'm like, hey man, let me get some sounds. And it's like, some sounds. Yeah, here you go. Here goes all my sounds. It's like, it's all your sounds? That nigga's like, it's not like, you're not going to make what I'm going to make. You don't have the thought process that I have. I'm Ty. I'm going to make shit. What you make ain't going to sound like what I make. And he told me that. I was like, all right. And I always went with that same shit. Like when niggas would ask me, let me get some sounds. I'm like, you can have my whole computer. That doesn't make you. That don't mean you're going to make a beat like me. You know what I'm saying? We think totally different. It's not even possible. You know, so it's like when people like imitate the shit, it's like
they can't. It's
not. It's not. That's not it. It's not the beats or the sounds. It's like what I thought to do at this moment with my production. So with Ty, he taught me all that shit. Like I'm talking about, I still use that nigga sounds right now. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
How much did he influence you, YG? Ty.
Man, Ty influenced me a lot, bro. Ty like helped me, like. Learn how to record myself at a higher level. Ty taught me how to do like stacks and doubles in my hook, different pitches of my voice and shit like that. And then you feel me, the songwriting, like the
structure.
You feel me, of a hit record, hook, verse, hook, verse, hook, bridge, and hook. Ty taught niggas that. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? That bridge shit and all
shit,
that
Ty
shit.
Ty, the reason why I even started talking on songs. I wasn't talking on not a damn no song. He like, hey man, come do some DJ shit on this. That's where that, I got what the name of DJ was. That's fuck? Where that came from. It didn't come from me.
I can't remember when the song started coming out with you on them like
that.
That
was
at that time?
Nigga like, bro, you should just scream on this shit. All right,
shit worked.
Man. That nigga Ty dope, bro.
Yeah, big part of this shit.
Yeah, for real. I can remember being in the living room one time and Ty was making your ass record something over and over and you was pissed off. I remember you being like, I can't remember the name of the song. Because again, like I said, so much music was getting made.
Yeah.
But I remember you being like, man, god damn. But now I'm pretty sure you're looking back at those times and going like, you made me hone my skills. And I remember, like I said, I'm an Eastside baby. I didn't know what YSL was. I had never heard of it.
Yeah.
And I went to Ty, he got YSL bags like everywhere. I'm like, this nigga rich.
That's funny. Yeah. I don't think I knew what YSL was.
Yeah,
at that
like
time.
He opened my eyes to like that. I want something better. I want some big shit in my life. Like one way in, one way out in the Dons, House on the Hill, before I even sold the record.
Yeah, that's a
so shout out to Ty, man. You play a big pivotal role in a lot of this shit.
Yeah.
And you got the opportunity to work with a lot of people, but I think like you and Roddy Rich, it's like this thing with y'all where it's like no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, god damn, it's y'all, but then it's him too. It's like you got god damn, you got Balling, you got Late at Night.
Yeah.
Like, how do these songs even come together like when you're in the studio? What is that like?
Man, Balling, I don't even think I was in the room when he did Balling. I think my engineer was there and he just went to the studio and my engineer was like, man, he just did some crazy shit. And my engineer always send me shit after. So if I'm not at the studio, I'm like, hey, go to the studio. Like, he got beats ready.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me that shit and that song was supposed to have Nip on it. That Balling was supposed to have Nip on it. I think I got the text message where I'm like, hey, I got this song. I need you to get on it. He like, man, I'm on this radio run. As soon as I'm done, I'm going to do it. So that's why he said London and Nip in the song, because Nip was supposed to be on the song. And then Thug was supposed to be on the song.
That makes sense.
Too.
That's crazy. And I didn't even know that.
I don't know why. I think Thug just Then Thug did Whoa Whoa for me. I think I went to play the song for Thug. He like, man, this shit fire. I'm going to do it. But he already had Whoa Whoa, and I didn't want to just wait. So I was just like, fuck, give me Whoa Whoa. Roddy do a second verse. So, yeah. But with Roddy, I don't know. It's just like, just come to that nigga. He just like once he just get in his zone, so I'm like, well, late at night, we was in the studio together. High Fashion, I think we're in the studio together. But it's the same, similar shit, like,
I was kind of upset after we got those songs and then this project came out and you wasn't all over it. So, like, is it ever going to be a time? Because I know you probably felt the same, like, damn, nigga, we got this and that. So why is it, again, I go back to the main question I have, that locking in with your producer.
I don't think it's that, like, I get what people see, but I think that, like, for everyone, and when I say, like, we are overthinkers. We all think, so, like, for Roddy, I think I was on that album. I think, I don't remember what song. Late at Night was on that album.
Yeah,
it came out
on there.
Super early.
Right.
But like, don't nobody want to feel like you just like, you can't do it by yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's likewise for me too. So I think once we get a lot of success, and this is not just me, I think, look at Future and Metro. Like, they just now doing an album together. You know what I'm saying? That's, I don't know what that was about, why they didn't just keep going. It ain't broke, don't fix it. But maybe it was like, okay, let me do it here now. Let me do this. Let me do that. Because you want to stand on your own too. You know what I'm saying? So I think that like, you don't want to over like muster on the beat. So if you look at it like an Ella album, I don't put my tags on her album at all. Because I want it to be about her. And it's more about her. You know what I'm saying? Us, we got so much music that people just want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like I could put a beat, I could do a beat, a song for him. And take my tag off, and niggas would be like, man, why you ain't put the mustard? Why you ain't have a mustard beat? And it's like, bitch, this is a mustard beat.
Yeah,
what are you
okay,
talking about?
Sense.
Like, if you think about Big Bang, it don't have the tag. I don't think Big Bang has a tag on it.
That shit don't.
But it don't have a tag on it. And you would be like, why the fuck, nigga? But it's like, it's.
Nigga, I knew when I heard that. It's like, damn, this did it again.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is a mustard beat. But at the same time, I think people are just so brainwashed and used to that YG mustard thing or Roddy and mustard. You know what I'm saying?
Hanging
so
on
like,
to something that
it's like,
like
a,
it.
It's like if I took the tag off, you'd be like, why it's not? And it fuck around and beat. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I think it's just like a.
Do you see yourself working with Roddy in the future, YG?
Yeah, definitely. And shit, we got some shit cooking right now.
Dope, man. Like, what inspired you? Like, cause we all these years we see everybody, all every artist or producer. They wake up out of their sleep for some odd reason and want to start a damn label. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just like a thing that people do. So like, what inspired you to be like, damn that, 10 summers, I'm coming, I need a label.
I think that's just like any producer's dream. You a producer, you want to break artists. You want to be somebody. You look at niggas like Dr. Dre and you're like, man, he had Aftermath. I want to have an Aftermath. You look at all of the greats. You know, it's like you want to... be able to like curate something that's yours. You want people to look at something that you did and be like, okay, this all came from him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you think of Aftermath, you think of Eminem, you think of 50 Cent, you think of...
It's the umbrella like...
Yeah, you think of the umbrella that came under Dre, you just like, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's just like a producer's dream. And artists, like you look at artists, look at Wayne, Cash Money, Young Money. You know what I'm saying? You want to... Following those guys' footsteps, like with some music business, you know what I'm saying? If you can find talent, you know how to break talent, then that's the way to do it. You want to break these artists for somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
How do you see an artist and go, I'm signing you for sure?
You got to see something in them that you think is like fucking special. You know, so like me, I just like when I seen Ella, it was like, oh, okay, she can sing. I want to do R&B. I want to devote my time to like trying to figure this out. And it's almost like a puzzle. Mm-hmm. You crack the code to a puzzle. It's just like, oh shit. And it's just like for your legacy. You want to be able to be like, damn, I dropped. I remember when Mustard had Ella and he had this person, That's what you really want. You know what I'm saying? So you can build your legacy. So when you gone, it's like, damn, he did some, I don't even know, you know, what that was he was seeing. You know what I'm saying? So
what about you, YG? Because you got a few artists yourself too. When you see an artist, like, how do you decide that, like,
I don't got no artists right now and shit, you know what I'm saying? And
but the label's still there though.
Having artists is hard, man.
I bet.
Yeah,
just
that
to
shit,
be real, man, like.
Yeah, that shit, boy, that shit's stressful. Tough. But I still got the 400 brand, so that's my thing. Like, that's my baby, the 400 brand overall. And like with the brand, you feel me? I got the clothing line, I got the TV and film shit. I got the the podcast now. You know what I'm saying? I got some other shit in the works. So, like, I put, like, most of my energy, you know what I'm saying, there.
I can respect somebody going, hey, man.
You feel me? It's like a label.
Yeah. I can respect you going, hey, man, shit. Can't keep, I got this going on. I can't, if I can't really lock in with you and really get it in and do what I need to do to make this thing work because my name on it too. Yeah. I can respect you going, I got to let that go. Yeah. But with you, with Ella, it's a trip to me because when she talking that ink like she from England, then she sings.
Yeah, it's from England.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right? I'm like, damn, how does she do that? When she get in the booth, it just goes away.
You know what, man? It's just like when you see a fucking actor and fucking, what is that show?
Snowfall. Shit like that. It's just like,
oh, my nigga, damn.
Nigga, you British, nigga? It's like some shit like that. It's another, the other dude, I don't know his name, but not from Snowfall. He's from BMF.
The black, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the
black
one.
Yeah, the one.
Janky one. The janky
the black one that had the shit bag and all that.
He was janky. The janky one.
Oh, he's British.
Yeah, the janky one. He ain't never heard him talk.
Yeah. No, he really was at a party. Oh, he was like, hey, how you doing?
Man, he was janky.
Yeah, that shit crazy. So it's like, I think it's the same. It's the same shit. Yeah.
That's probably something to get used to. And then, like, I'm saying, like, you, man, damn near done it all. Like, even I can see how proud you was, like, on the red carpet to get a Grammy. Like, yeah, nigga, this. Because this is what we do it for. Right. This is what we doing it for, right? So you got all these accomplishments. Is there something less on that list that must have just like, this is what I got to do before I say?
I definitely want to get, I mean, that's my Grammy. I guess, you know, I produced a song, but I think a mustard song as a Grammy. An album, a Grammy award winning album. You know what, though? I think I don't really like, I'm okay if I don't win another Grammy. Fine. I don't think that I'm just like striving to win Grammy after Grammy. I think I'm more trying to like curate my legacy and figure out, I'm more in tune with like how people gonna look at this shit for me when it's all over. You know, like how I look for Dre, and not to say it's all over for Dre, but it's like, man, that's Dr. Dre, man. That nigga don't got to
no matter nothing. Fucking what, that's Dr. Dre.
I don't care.
I know what you mean.
You don't even think about, like, when you think about Dr. Dre, you like, man, how many Grammys that nigga got? You don't think about no like shit like that. It's like, nigga, he did it. Like, he did
cementing
it.
Cementing yourself in that forever, ever plateau that
I ain't even got a fucking Grammy nomination and shit.
It's because the years you supposed to win all the awards, I told you, Beyonce had Drunken Love and all that was out.
No, that was before that.
No, Beyonce, the years that he was nominated for most of his awards.
You know what though? You know what though, man? I will say, over the years, it wasn't the right people. We have now, it's now starting to be. Look at like the Grammy nominations now.
It's changing.
Way, you know, like different. Like you got Ice Spice and like you got so much of like rap culture and that shit. That's to where crazy, it's like, man. It wasn't like that back then. It wasn't
always
like that
a
when,
sacrifice.
It wasn't like that when that shit was going on.
Like, I got to see you in all phases too much, man. I was like, your weight loss journey. Like, let's just get into a little bit of that. Like, what inspired you to be like, hey, you know what? I wanna be able to fit into that the nice clothes, man.
Man, I always been getting dressed. Like, I remember arguing with this nigga because I was wearing Timberlands. He like, bro, stop wearing them shit, bro. We from the West Coast. Bro, I'm wearing Timberlands. I don't give a fuck what you talking about. Dancer, I mean, but I had different flavors. I would get with the Vans and the skinnies too. I would have, you know, but then I don't know, man. I always been into like fashion. Like if you go back and look at like old fucking interviews, I was just like, man, I want to lose weight. That was so fucking stupid to say. Like, I want to lose weight so I can wear some jeans.
That's why, you know, that's where the question
that's
came
an
from.
Idiot. That's some fucking idiot shit to say. I think that I didn't really start losing weight until I was like, I remember I used to be telling these niggas, bro, I'm about to go on a diet. And niggas used to be like, bro, what are you talking about? Like, a diet every week. I'm going on a diet, I'm going on a diet. Bro, you're not going on a diet. And I just think that I tried so hard and hard and hard, and it wasn't about the clothes. It was about, like, I got kids, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a hypochondriac. If anybody knows me, nigga, if I get a cut on my finger right now, I'm going to be like, man, shit infected. You think I should go to the doctor? Like shit like that.
You ain't letting
when
just
COVID
go
hit, it was like, oh, if I catch this shit, I'm gonna die. That's what I was thinking. I know it's like extreme, but like so many people died from that shit. And it was like, I was like, oh no, nah, like I gotta change my ways. And I started like in COVID, like I think I had a bet with the homie. I was like 260 something. My highest weight was like 340. And I got down 100. Went up a little bit. COVID started. I'm like 260, 275. Had a bet with the homie. And then COVID hit, and I was just like, I started walking every day. I started making fish in the backyard and on the grill, corn and spinach. I ate that shit every single day. And shit, that shit started falling off. By my 30th birthday, I was like 214. I lost the bet though, but I was like 214. And then after that, now I just teeter-totter from like there to
like.
Yeah,
your weight like that. Yeah. I asked that because now hearing you tell me the story, like diets, yeah, walks, you know, a lot of naive people out in the world thinking like, oh, must have went and got surgery.
Yeah.
Did you if I got surgery, nigga,
I would have a six pack.
Oh, if so you would have went for a big kahuna.
Like, if I get the surgery, I'm going to get the whole. You feel me? Like, if that was.
You're going to get the bulletproof vest.
Yeah, I'm going to get the whole 50. I'm coming out looking like 50. Get rich or die trying. You know what I'm saying? But, like, nah, it's years. Like, you go back, look at them interviews, it's years. You can literally see the weight dropping. You can see. When I gained it back, you can see when I, like right now,
you got a little more on you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, it's just like that shit was just trial and tribulation. But also people don't like people are like, if it's not on the gram, then it ain't real. Seriously, a really weird thing that I'm like starting to realize of like, you just like the things that people can portray of another person on the internet and people will believe it.
Don't take nothing but a post.
You know what I'm saying? Like one post and it's just like, and you don't say nothing about this. Like
if I argue
with every nigga that said I had surgery, the niggas would be like, it's just like, oh, he didn't have surgery because I just ain't never said nothing about it because like I'm not arguing with no nigga over no stupid shit.
You think it's cool that dudes get lipo and shit like that?
I mean, if that's what they want to do, shit.
Ain't got the money?
I don't know what the point of that is. I play tennis 2 times a day. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't really think that you need to have lipo. But if you want to go do that, that's you. I
ain't getting it. If I get anything, I'm getting my dick done. I ain't going to get my stomach. Give dick. Doctors, give me some more dick. Don't give me no, I don't need nothing else. Give me some more dick. If I'm going to go in there, I'm getting something else. Don't keep me with the stomach, bro. Give me some more bologna.
Oh my God.
Hey, now that you're in the tennis, it's dope to see you playing tennis. I'm like, man, it's dope to see, you know, you playing tennis. Most people play basketball, get in shape.
Yeah.
Boy on the tennis court going crazy.
Yeah.
Who is like your go-to tennis player that you go watching like this? Nice.
Obviously Carlos Alcaraz. Obviously Carlos, but like tennis people gonna be mad at me because on some black shit, I'm going Tiafo.
Yeah,
just on some like where he come from, how he played.
The story. Yeah, see, that's how I knew, yeah.
But my favorite player is probably Novak. Novak is probably, maybe Carlos. I don't know. It's between Carlos and Novak and then Tiafo.
Yeah, Carlos.
But Carlos, so cold. Like, he cold. Young. He's just like really good.
And then
like,
when I sit and watch it, I'm like, wait, no, this.
Yeah. But it's other people that's like fun to watch, like Monfils. He's fucking
entertaining and
black, yeah, just slamming the ball,
going crazy.
Yeah, Nick Kyrgios, he's good.
Oh, you getting into Kyrgios. The mix?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, like my daughter plays.
Yeah, yeah. Nick Kyrgios is good to watch. And like even like watching like Coco, like the girls. Mm-hmm.
Coco,
nice.
Sabalenka, she's fucking.
I ain't never heard
she
that.
Hard. She's crazy hard. There's a lot of them though. Like Taylor Townsend, fire. Like,
you been deep.
Yeah,
you
been
going off
Chris Eubanks. He a nigga too. He from Atlanta. Hard.
Hey, ain't Townsend. He from out here, right?
No, she. Taylor Townsend?
Oh, Taylor.
You talking about Taylor Fritz?
Yeah, Fritz.
Taylor Fritz from out here.
Yeah,
he's fire.
Y'all ain't deep. Y'all probably got parlays going
with
tennis.
You know what's crazy? I wish that more black kids knew about tennis. Like, I really wish that.
The sport is expensive, though.
The sport is expensive, but just like...
You know what I'm saying? To play and train.
But think about this, though. Think about this, how much we do for basketball in our community. Like, there's so many programs for basketball. Ain't no program.
Because it's cheap.
Yeah, but think about...
But
I'm saying,
like,
I'm talking
about... Like, the Y, you can go here, go there, yeah, and just get
exactly.
in the travel league.
I'm telling you why, though, because tennis is it's a one-on-one sport, so playing tennis and training in tennis is not, like... You got to think on some business shit. One coach, two coaches, you feel me? They could train 20 kids at once. Like basketball shit. You know what I'm saying? It consists of more people. It's cheaper to fund. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's hard. In the hood, when you talk about the hood, we got liquor stores on every corner. We got all the cheap
basketball
shit.
Courts everywhere.
We got the shit. Of the fucked up shit.
Yo, speaking of basketball, it's funny. I just seen a recent clip where you were saying that you wish that you had took basketball more serious. You was nice like that?
I'm cool. I'm better in tennis, though. I think tennis was my calling, but I just missed that calling. I think that.
You think you could have won? You think you could have won league?
If I played tennis from as a
I'm
kid,
I'm saying basketball. You think you could have won league?
Oh no, hell no, I couldn't.
I could have won league.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Why? Because you tall?
No, I was really. I'm athletic, super athletic.
Like what?
I was a rebound demon, bro. I was averaging 20 rebounds. Stupid shit.
Man, what the fuck?
I was a demon. I just the streets keep coming. But that's a story for another day, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, but you ain't no Hoover though. Like,
I'm different. You believe that? I'm telling you what I do.
Are you like hood different?
No, I'm
like,
not. I'm different. Like I'm not an on the ball player. I'm going to rebound.
Like where do you play basketball at?
I play high school ball.
Like where?
I'm from the East Side. I went to Jordan. Can't go to no other school. Man, I didn't play against nobody. I want to hear y'all say that. But let me tell you again, I know my role. I'm rebounding.
Yeah.
I'm getting still. I play defense. That's my role. I'm not gonna drop 30 on
niggas. Sound like
niggas.
A hooper to me.
No, a real hooper. No, I'm gonna get on the court and guess what? I'm gonna change the game.
What the rhythm of the game?
I'm gonna have all the rebound. Nobody gonna out rebound. Care if you're 7 feet.
You know when you say you a hooper, you got.
I'm gonna get some buckets, two putbacks, and all that. But I'm telling you, I know my role on the team. And when I'm on the floor, you're gonna be like, okay, we need him on the floor.
Hey, so you a role player?
Yeah, I'm a role player. I would have been a journeyman in the league.
Yeah, see, but I think basketball wasn't my sport. I think that if I would have played tennis at a young age, I would have been in the league.
Do you contemplate it now, like going and trying to do like some kind of professional tennis?
Yeah, I do, man. I think I could one day. I only been playing for like a year and a half. I mean, not even a year and a half. Maybe a year and some two months, and I'm really good. So I think
I'm finna beat this nigga soon. I don't even worry about it.
Yeah, he's fucking crazy.
That's who better like, in tennis out of you and YG?
He's definitely better.
Yeah,
like he been training.
He talking shit.
Bro, this nigga been training.
Like, that's not even like a real thing.
Bro, this nigga been training for like a year and a half.
Yeah,
two days every day. The nigga playing tennis. Like he better for sure.
Yeah.
But let me get that same training. Oh, yeah, so
but he not gonna go get that same training.
Yeah, no,
now you gotta catch up to me. I've been here.
I'm already on my guy already.
You gotta go do 2 years now to like come like.
Yeah.
You know now that when I see you doing a lot of drip checks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I remember when like pushes were like a thing, right? And we used to hang.
It must have created the drip check shit though.
I didn't even know that. See, that's
That's like.
I remember
he created all that shit.
It was you. Snatched my shit.
Like he was getting. I remember he was getting on the online and he was like showing like yeah.
You know he was walking up on niggas asking what they got on.
Yeah. I was doing that. I just stopped.
I asked the nigga, why you didn't make a TV show?
Took my shit.
So we here live. Mustard created the drip check. This is down. Give my boy his credit. He created it.
You know, like that's like a, I seen it. It's like it's a lot of them niggas
it's
now.
It's a lot of them now.
It's not just one. But
the market's oversaturated.
The market is definitely oversaturated.
No question. But I remember being at Ladera Park, and one thing that stood out to me, I didn't know Mustard. I knew you, but I hadn't got to really meet you. Like you know what I'm saying? Like oh, what's up? My name's Stevie. I'm Mustard. Like that. You came to the park. Was like niggas can't be bummed. That was like Mustard whole story. It was Mustard. He was like, niggas, I don't care if niggas cool, funny, whatever.
Yeah.
Niggas can't be bummed, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm saying all that to say that I knew Mustard before he became big on the beats, right? And he was like a DJ. I'm going to bring something up to you that I think is going to make you remember. When I was going to Roll on Wheels back in the day, I'm an Eastside kid. I used to catch the bus way over there.
Yeah.
And I remember you being the understudy to a guy, may rest in peace, Marquis.
Dope dude, man.
And I feel like, how did that influence you with the whole DJing with Marquis?
You know, Marquis, so my uncle was the one who, like, got me into DJing.
Mm-hmm.
Marquis was just, like, the cool older nigga that was just at the skating rink, just had the hoes, like, whips.
Okay.
But Marquis' ass was crazy. When you start knowing Marquis was a damn fool, dude. Like, but that was a good nigga, though. But, like,
he was a good nigga.
Coming up under him, it's like, man, it's like living in the skating rink. It's like, shit, you start to see. And I didn't even know the nigga was a DJ at first. I just thought the nigga was cool.
Yeah, I just thought he had money until he was in the booth.
I'm like, nigga, you DJing? That made me want to DJ even more because that nigga was just a cool nigga and he had the hoes. At that time, that's all it was about. School.
You should just sit at the table. After you got the floor, you'll be there. I see him like, what is he doing? He's like, that nigga DJ, he's going to be a DJ. There's like, Mustard going to be a DJ.
I'm like,
and that's back when it was you.
A long time
and ago. Now he got a new name, but back when it was Pumpkin and you. So I'm like, but I'm just a kid just watching.
Yeah.
He's a kid. And I'm saying all that to say, like, we
are. I got a question. You an Eastside kid, you from Watch.
What's up?
But you was at Word on Wheels. Yeah. What the fuck was you doing?
It was way more.
Way more.
It was going up. I'm so happy
we
you said that.
We go to
it
skate.
It was going
we,
up.
I went to Tuesday nights at Skate Depot.
What was going
up?
War
went way harder.
Nigga. Nah, nigga.
You skate crazy. Depot, what? Nigga. Everyday world. Everyday world go up.
The skate,
Tuesday.
The skate depot have a 7-7?
No.
I don't think exactly.
Skate depot only had Tuesday college night. That's the only time I would go.
Never, you know what's crazy? I only did skate depot like one time.
I'm talking about, nigga.
I'm talking about back then when we were skating.
College
right
night.
Now, I can put my skates on and do the same
I'm
thing.
I'm talking about high school days, nigga. Nigga.
This high school days. Yeah, what about, nigga?
College night, nigga.
It was be a college night on Tuesdays at Skate Depot.
Yeah.
They had one that rolled, but it didn't last that long. Yeah, it was like 18 and over at night.
Yeah, but you can sneak in. You can sneak
in. We was at Skate Depot Saturdays, Sundays.
Skate
nigga.
Depot, yeah. You know what's crazy? I only been to Skate Depot one time in my life.
How did that influence you with DJing? Like the skating ring, how did that influence you like as far as like with your DJing?
I think that was just like, man, like rhythm, fucking... Hearing old shit that was just like all that Snoop Dogg, Stacey Adams, fucking all the Eastsiders. Nigga, you, bro, it was just like, even like the Keek the Sneak and all that shit back then was just like a part of my childhood. You know what I'm saying? Skating was just like a whole thing. Like, I lived in the world on wheels. Like Wednesdays, Fridays, Friday gospel night, Saturday 2 to 8. Night. I mean, Sunday 2 to 8, Saturday 7 to 10 or 7 to 10. Bro, I lived in that shit. So it was just like, from that to parties, man, music was just like, I didn't know I was going to be doing this, but I thought I just wanted to be a DJ.
A lot of niggas got DJ in their name nowadays, and they actually don't have a DJ. Yeah, so really, it's kind of dope that you actually do DJ, right? And we always talk about the dopeness, like, of being, like, your kid's hero. Like, do your sons, like, look like, man, my dad, nigga.
I think my kids think they cooler than me. Sometimes I think my son, my son though, because he, you know, he wanna wear chains and can I wear my chain? You got a chain, so it's in my shit. So I gotta give it to him when I wear it. Can I wear my chain? Shit like that. My daughter, she really don't care. She's living her own world. I was telling him the other day, I'm like, bro, our kids is not from LA. Like, they not like
they live on planet them.
Yeah, you think about like fucking where we come from, it's like how you even think. I had this conversation with Nip where I was just like, man, like, I asked him, do you ever think that like this shit too good to be true? Something gonna happen. Like, you might lose all your money, something. And he sent me this YouTuber TD Jakes talking about like how we come from, tricks us to think something bad gonna happen. We go to a party. And it's like a turned up party. That shit was cracking. Nigga got shot. Nigga got robbed. The 60s came in. They start robbing niggas for their phone.
Yeah.
That's all like when you grow older, then you start thinking about it. It's like, damn, that's why I think like that. Everything ain't supposed to, cracking don't, like, a nigga don't got to get beat up for it to have been cracking.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The party, nigga, that shit was so turned, it got shut down. It's not
that
tight.
Shit's niggas fried.
That's horrible. That's not tight, fool. Like, when you think of that, so, like, for our kids, it's just like, man, I DJ Cedric the Entertainer's son birthday party maybe, like, 4 years ago or some shit. And I just was like, man, I think he was, like, turning 16, and all these kids are just having a time of their life. And you got Must, I'm DJing, you know, niggas is, like, it's just like, and they just having fun. We live in the same community. I'm walking. I see his son, the PT Cruiser, come down. He blasting him. Not a PT Cruiser, Mini Cooper. Blasting the music, you would think this nigga in a Marrow, like you would think he like in some, and it might not even been a Mini Cooper, but it just brought to my mind that they don't even give a fuck about the shit that we gave a fuck about. It was like you had to have a Monte Carlo or a Camaro or a Benz or some shit like that. It's like, bro, they don't care about that. Everybody got money. Everybody around, all the kids got money, so it's like that part of it is not like a real thing. Exactly. So it's like,
yeah, the real question I'm getting into is about family and how keeping things together, the difficulty that it can be to keep families, close-knit families together, and like seeing everything that you went to, and I never got to see you really speak your son, your mom, because at the end of the day, that's the mother of your children, man. It's respect
there. You going down this
route. It's respect there. You feel me? It's respect there.
Fuck.
It's respect there off the dribble. You know what I mean?
Just ask me the fucking question.
All right. What is it like going through a divorce?
What is it like? It could be... I gotta answer this politically correct. It can be bad or it can be good. It can be... tricky or it can be not tricky.
I really can respect your answer because I can tell when somebody at peace and they let shit go, and that's important to do. without bashing nobody, talking shit. A lot of times people feel like they need to bash people in order to heal. No, nigga, just move the fuck through.
Yeah, I'm just not in that space where I want to bash nobody. Like, that shit ain't, I don't get nothing from that.
I think the world never got the opportunity to hear you speak like that, and I think it's going to be a different view on it now instead of thinking like, oh, must be some asshole who just left his
family. Yeah, I don't know that, like, that narrative when people say shit like that, it's like, he foul. Like, people in my comments, you fucked up. What the fuck did I do?
Speaking of people in your comments, how do you find time to cook their ass whenever they in your comments acting like that?
Because it's just like, man, y'all don't fucking know me. One. Two, it's like, you don't even know what you're talking about. Three, it's like half the people that be on the internet that be talking shit about niggas, they don't look like shit. Or they not nobody. So it's like, who the fuck are you to comment on? Who the fuck told the fuck you had a right to talk to me? You know, you seen the one the other day with niggas said, yeah, you was good. I was with you till you started talking about Dre. Bitch, who the fuck told you you had a right to talk to me? You don't even have a right to talk to me. We're not even the same caliber. You comment, like this picture. Move hey, around. Good picture. Say some shit like that. Don't talk to me about no fucking.
You know, based off the internet, you got to type.
I don't get that. That's a janky question, but I don't really get that. That's racist, fool. That's really racist. I think that's racist.
You got to
everybody. No, look. I think everybody that be saying that shit is racist. On my mama.
What, racist to what?
On my mama, they just racist because that's like me saying me and him look alike. We don't look alike. We just the same complexion. How the fuck do I look like him?
I like the way you put that. You put that right.
That don't look like the same person.
But you got a lot of songs, man. I ain't gonna lie much. When I sit back and think about it, I'm like, God damn, just. I think we, this past the 10 summers now, in 20 summers, 30 summers. Like, you got some of the most iconic songs on, like, bigger than the West Coast. We talking about globally. When Janae Echo got on, I can't come close to me and said, eat the booty like groceries.
Yeah, I was surprised just like y'all.
When you heard it for the first time, you was like, what you did? What?
That's some freaky shit, ain't you?
Freaky.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you ever get an opportunity when they are making the music to go in there and give an input and say, I think you should say that, or you should say this?
Some ass tonight.
Nigga horny. See, man. That's the problem now.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem right there.
Horny, see? I always have input to say, like, I am.
You hands on with it, you like, man, yeah, hey, don't say that shit.
I don't know if that was. But that, no, I wasn't in there. But I think that was good for her. I think that was a good thing.
I think it was a good thing. I think it's like for everlasting bars and to make the song. He just now released like a fast, sped up version of it. I'm like, why do you?
I don't know.
But
on.
That's a story for another day.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
I like Omarion though, man.
Like I said, all these.
I learned a lot from him.
You learned a lot from him?
Yeah.
Let me know. Talk to me.
That's how I am today.
Oh, yeah, because, like, with his situation.
Yeah,
how to be at peace. I think he is one of the niggas that,
so
like,
tight,
nothing
bro.
Touch him. He's made out
it's
of.
It's like, bro, you don't never have to say nothing bad about nobody. I like that. Like, I think that's so tight. Like, you don't have to take nobody down.
Them other niggas ain't getting the memo. Them niggas study having. We meeting back up. Nigga, no, y'all ain't. Y'all missing the main nigga.
Yeah.
Y'all not beating back up. You're missing the main nigga.
Mm-hmm,
so when I look back at all this music that you made and all these accolades just over time, just looking like, damn, what's next for DJ Mustard?
What's next? My album. What is next? My album, Everybody that did me wrong gotta pay. So karma for them. I love the competition, man. I gave you niggas 5 years to figure it the fuck out.
You finna fuck them up?
Yeah, it's about that time. Because I just be feeling like I be sitting back and I be looking at this shit and I just be seeing niggas run with this whole niggas get to saying niggas names and songs and what I don't do and all this weird shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's about time. I don't really like.
You gonna let the music speak?
Yeah, I just like.
When I heard the
I
bar
just really
for the first,
believe that niggas ain't like that.
When I heard the bar for the first time, I didn't take it in that light.
No,
you?
I don't either.
I didn't take it in that light.
I mean, I asked them.
You hit them up though, like I'm pretty sure.
I seen them. I asked them.
Okay, but I didn't take the bar like that.
But see, I don't be really liking that though.
Do y'all know what we talking about, right? So
yeah,
we all on the same page here. Y'all did get to hear Hit-Boy when he referenced.
Yeah, I don't think
all
it's. I don't think it's. It ain't because I asked him, but I'm not saying.
Yeah,
like
I already know.
I'm saying I asked him.
Man, man, yeah, man.
But I just be like, I don't really like that because I'll never say his name. In the light that what I don't see you do, I don't care.
I think his intentions was not to probably do it, but I can't speak for that
but
man because
what do you think the intentions were?
I think the intentions was to like basically shine a light on because I think he feel like he don't get enough of the
but that's like me saying because I don't get enough of the this or I gotta say what this
I
nigga
do. Yeah.
Who the fuck cares what this nigga do?
I wish you would have wrote a 16.
Yeah, I got some.
You got some?
Yeah.
You got some for real?
Hey, that nigga album fire, dog.
Real for real? I'm listening to the album today.
I got some shit that's gonna gonna pierce people's hearts and be like, wow, this is crazy. I never thought that I would hear some shit like this. But on that thing, I don't have a problem with him. I just don't think that us as we are from here, and I'm not saying all the people that he mentioned is from here, but it's like, don't pit me against you. Like, I'm not against you. Like, I'm not your enemy unless you want me to be, but like, you don't want me to be your enemy because I'm good.
I feel like y'all should do some work together, man.
No, but I'm good. Like, I'm the music shit, like, I'm good at it.
Really him.
I'm real good at it. Like, I'm really good at it.
I think y'all be dope if y'all do, like, go get in the studio, you and Hit Boy, and make some shit together. I think it'll come out dope.
You think so?
Do y'all got some shit to, like, do y'all have anything y'all worked on?
No, we don't got nothing. We don't.
Nothing.
I wouldn't be opposed to it, but I'm not. Yeah, right now, I'm on some Mustard shit.
You locked in?
I'm on some Me Against Whoever.
Can you tell me the title of the album?
Like, hell no.
Can I get a release date? God damn, why are you here?
I don't have a release date.
Shit.
I don't have a release date yet.
Can I get a name of a song off the album? Who featured? Shit. Give me a feature. Give me a feature. Who featured?
For the
feature? But don't say this nigga, please.
No, I'm not going to say him. I'll tell you some people that's on the album. Fucking Doug on the album. Fucking.
You ain't got to drop.
No, nah, I tell him.
Man, we got to bomb it up. Boom, boom, boom.
I'll tell you some people that's on the album, though. Like, I ain't going to do nothing. Blue Bucks on the album. Fucking some West Coast niggas. Yachty on the album. Mm. Ella's Roddy's, obviously, you know, normals.
Oh, yeah, that's
Ty. Just normal people that I ain't really going out the. You might hear some crazy shit that's different, but it's not, you know, it's me. It's what I do. I ain't trying to be nobody I'm not.
I fuck with that. Now, we got a segment on the show we call Keep It 400, right? Yeah. It's a rapid fire question here. Mm-hmm. You can't sugarcoat with me. I'm not going to let you give me no political click risers, none of that type of little shit. But I'm asking you, just answer it. It's easy. It's not even. I'm not even gonna ask no wild shit.
All right.
Like the first question: what's worse, a lying ass nigga or a broke ass nigga?
Both.
Fuck, nigga. That's see how easy this is. I'm just warming up. I just want to see lying. If you're gonna be on that type of time.
Broke and lying is crazy.
Broke and lying.
Who gonna do something to you?
Can't stop a nigga from lying, boy.
Can't stop a nigga from lying. I know some lies, boy.
How would a nigga going? When a nigga want to lie, nigga.
Nigga
lie.
Know some lying.
I know some lying ass niggas,
too,
man. Fuck.
Now, with you having a bunch of chili, right?
Yeah.
What's more important to you, time or money?
Time. 1,000%. You get money back. You can't get time back.
Right.
That's my kids, though. That's the daddy in me.
That's like the daddy in me.
My kids grew up so they growing up fast.
Big, man. Damn.
And you be like, damn, I can't get that time back. I remember when you was like this. You can't get time back. And time, money, like you can't make money without having the time to make it.
Facts.
For real, nigga.
Boy.
Dizzle.
Time for sure.
Tits or ass?
Ass.
Ass.
I don't even like really asking you shit when we get into that type of shit.
He's
you,
a freaky nigga. Huh? He like, yeah.
I don't even want to get you started. You know, and another beautiful thing
for
I
me
see
is
about
face
you.
So yeah, first.
I do not.
That's face first for me too.
Face.
So, face trash, I'm cool.
Face, feet.
The feet. I'm a feet.
Ass and titties.
That's some freaky shit. Like the feet. Like what? What do you mean? Like
I hate them ugly feet, bitch. Big feet, bitch. I don't think I've ever seen no big feet.
I hate
a big feet, bitch.
Maybe that's it. I never seen no ugly tweet like that.
Oh, I see you keep it nostalgic, though. Like, you know, like, West Coast, we try to keep it nostalgic. You're really into this car shit. So,
yeah.
A 6-4 Colors old school or a Maybach?
A Maybach. 6-4 Colors? I'm cool on that.
Yeah.
Give me the Maybach. You got to say something like
that. Oh, 6-4. You want this 6-4 right here?
I'll take a 61. I like a 6-4 in the, but then you got the, what is that, 59, 58 right here?
Yeah, that's a 58.
Yeah, so
I like the 57. Don't get it wrong. I'll drive this motherfucker off.
Give me the 50. I'll take a 58 over the Maybach.
I like the 57.
I like the 58 rag over the Maybach.
How many cars do you got, like compiled all together? How many cars you got that you know? Because I know.
Like five.
Oh, you only got 2 feet. I don't know why you even got five.
Nah, so anyway. My bitch drive my cars and shit.
Oh, I mean, that makes sense.
Levels to this shit.
What's the best spot to eat in L.A.?
Oh, shit. I'm gonna go home team a district. I'm gonna say district. They got them Buffalo Rolls. They got the Tex Mex. They got the. And that's my family shit. So I'm gonna go there.
That's your family shit?
Yeah, my
that's dope.
Yeah.
I'm gonna mention your name next time I'm in there.
Yeah, call me. I'm
old. I like
care.
That.
Yeah.
YG. What's your go-to spot?
Best
man?
Place. That's tricky, though. That's a tricky question.
Yeah, that's tricky as fuck. But it's tricky.
That's
it's
tricky.
Like when you home,
I'm gonna give you my top three.
Top
when you hungry? Oh, top three. I can give you a top three.
Give me top three.
Yeah, my top three is crazy because it's all in Inglewood. I got Phillips Barbecue.
Ooh, I'm going Phillips. Oh, my mama on Cincinnati. I'm going Phillips.
I got We Jamming and I got Bayou Grill.
Ooh, shit. I'm going Phillips, Charlie's on Pico, fish, Charlie's and Pico. Mm-hmm. Niggas don't know about that. And I'm going to go Johnny Pastrami on Sepulveda.
I often say, don't say the one, because that ain't even Johnny Pastrami no more.
Yeah, I know. That shit watered down.
I'm hooked on Joey's right now. Them hibachi wings got me. That ain't the one, though. Them hibachi wings got me right now in the chokehold on that cauliflower.
Wings got me in the chokehold right now.
All
right,
so do you like night sessions or like day sessions when you record?
Day. I hate going to the studio at night.
Yeah, I've been on my daytime shit lately.
I just feel like I go to sleep at nighttime. I'll be going to sleep at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, you like one of them?
Yeah, I get up at 6, work out. I'm not doing all that.
You organized.
I feel like my days will be fucked up.
Okay, so now there's an ongoing topic online that everybody in the South is saying that it was a time, and of course we all know, Trap or Die days, where Young Jeezy was bigger than Hov. How do you feel about that?
I ain't gonna lie, I don't know how to feel about that. And I don't want to say the wrong answer, because I really don't know. I know how Jeezy made me feel, and I know how Hov made me feel. I did go to the South and see the Jeezy effect, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit was pretty crazy. But I don't know the answer to that.
We're going to put it in that time frame, because, of course, Hov is Hov. Yeah. In that time frame, who would you pick at that time when Jeezy was like Jeezy was on that mad run mixtape?
How old was we though? We weren't listening to that.
Right? I was listening to Jeezy.
We was listening to Jeezy, but who was you really listening to? Keep it a buck.
Yeah, I was off Wayne.
I was listening to Wayne.
And who else?
Yo, I don't count, man.
Who don't count? You're from the East Side. Who?
I was listening to Boosie.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of Boosie. Why Boosie get to tripping?
What? We're gonna get there. What? Jizzle.
Wait.
Young Jeezy.
Wait.
Young Jeezy.
Why Boosie get to tripping? Boy? No, like, tripping on shit. He started pulling out receipts and shit. He's like, nigga, bitch.
There you go, Boosie. Boo, tripping.
He called you? Did he call you?
I don't know what he did, but I got something for that ass, though.
Oh my God.
So at that time, who you going, Hov or Young Jeezy?
Look, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say this. The consumers, right, you got times where motherfuckers be off cycle, not having albums out or singles and shit out. You feel me? So I don't know. Probably at that time, Jeezy was in cycle, hot, having this shit going, and Hov wasn't in cycle. So people probably, I don't know.
That's a great.
You feel me?
I'm different.
But that conversation was in the South. I'm going to let it stay in the South.
Yeah, that's a better.
I'm going to speak on it because I'm a Hov fan, and I'm going to let niggas know right now, yes, I was a Trap or Die fan, but I'm a real Jay-Z fan.
Do you ever think Jeezy was bigger than Jay-Z?
Never, no.
Oh, okay.
No, fuck no.
I'm I'm Hov, I'm Jeezy.
But I fuck with Jeezy, don't get it wrong. I still listen to his music is timeless. He got timeless shit. Yeah. He got timeless shit. So, this is the question I got for you, Mustard. If you can only keep one producer's catalog, it's between Dr. Dre, Timberland, Kanye West, or Pharrell. You only can keep one of their catalog.
One?
And it's Dr. Dre, Timberland, Kanye West, and Pharrell.
That's fucking tough. That is a great question. Oh, fuck.
You only keep one catalog.
No. But I'm saying, when you say these catalogs, are you talking about like their rap careers too, or just songs they produce?
We can put their rap careers in there. Two of them, I think. No, three. Three of them got. No, damn, they all do. We got to put it all in there. Yeah, we put their music in there too.
Oh, that's tough, bro. Fuck. I'm gonna say yay. I'm gonna say, I love Dre and I love Pharrell. I love Timberland too, because he had all that Aaliyah shit, Missy. Fuck. That's a tough question, but I'm just gonna say,
yeah. Yeah, Justin Timberlake too. Yeah, Justin Timberlake. Fire.
Fuck.
If you only can pick one catalog, YG, who you picking?
Damn, that's tough.
I'm picking Dre, nigga.
You picking Dre? I ain't gonna lie.
Dre had Eminem.
I'm a West Side.
West Coast nigga right here. He's gonna always stay with the home team. What's your go to cheat meal?
What's my go-to cheat meal? Yeah, fried chicken, mac and cheese.
I like when the yams kind of. I like when they touch. Accidentally touch. I don't like when they make yam and mac casserole.
Nah, I make them touch.
Accidentally bump heads.
Mac casserole. That's
they getting out of hand. You know, they be making. Hell no, they be making stunt food on.
Don't you be cooking and shit?
I do everything, man. I got you know me. I'm a little bit of everything, man. Just, that's why I'm jack of all trades.
Hey, what the fuck?
What's your go-to cheat meal when you dine and all that, YG? You say yams, mac, chicken.
A cheat meal that's like not in my diet.
Yeah, you going crazy with it.
Cheat meal that's not in the diet, some Pizza Hut or some McDonald's.
You still eat McDonald's?
I eat McDonald's.
Yeah, nah, like see, late night. That's
the problem, niggas. You don't eat McDonald's, huh?
I don't have a problem with McDonald's, but I like they fries when they fresh and I like when the ice
cream
is.
Yeah, that's why you gotta get it made to order. You gotta tell them.
They don't
like,
do that. They don't listen. They hard-headed.
That's the problem, man. See, you going to the wrong McDonald's. That's the problem.
I actually live in a pretty good community. McDonald's is nice.
You gotta ask them. Fresh to order, made fresh.
I'm gonna remember that. I'm gonna tell them mustard.
Or tell them salt. Tell them fries, no salt. They gonna make them right then and there because they're all the fries.
That's the trick, and then you get a side of fries on the side.
Yeah, like I do the McDonald's because like when I'm out late and I'm faded and shit, hungover.
Yeah,
everything else closed. Sure.
You get nuggets and shit, or you get a cheeseburger kind of thing.
Man, I get the 10-piece nugget, well done, fresh fries. With the Big Mac,
well done, style. Like it's a real food. Well done nuggets, like it's real food.
Oh, that shit be real for sure.
Yeah, if you can change one thing about your life, what would it be?
Oh, fuck. That's a funny thing to say, ask, man.
Just do it. Just say it.
Nah.
Just say it, man.
I don't know, bro. If I could change one thing in my life, how would I do it? I don't know.
Just say it, man.
I don't know, guys.
I respect it. YG, if you can change one thing about your life, what would it be?
About my life. I want a son, and should I have a son right now? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't change my daughters, but I'd just probably fuck more to, you know what I'm saying, have a son. Especially off the goddamn, the cherry bomb pills.
Oh, man, fuck.
He got a male, natural male enhancement. This man is a crazy man. He's staying on brand. Pussy these, monster, pussy eater. I'm going to try it. I'm
going to know
go,
about
I'm gonna
these cherry bombs.
They work, man. Yeah,
I'm going to go knock a hole in something for sure. Bombs. Sure. I think this is dope, man. This is a legendary interview. I just want to thank you, Mustard, for coming by.
Thank you, YG. Man.
You know, thank you, man. I'm tired of seeing you. I've been around you all day. this is legendary. I don't think I ever sat down like this. I think it's dope. We got to learn a lot of shit about you. Before we go, Mustard, is there anything you want to say, get off your chest, let the world know?
Yeah, I was just playing. Nah, I ain't even
Hey, tell them about your experience with the cherry bomb pills. Tell them that.
This nigga crazy, man.
You gonna let him know the secrets.
Nah, I approve, man, because one night I posted on my story, and I didn't know the effect when I posted on my story, but I popped one of them things, and like, man, like.
It was up.
I must say.
I know.
He was up.
I'm gonna do a real time review.
Nah, that's it. Them shit work, man. Review. And they are natural, man.
YG, you got anything before we go?
Nah, man, it's lit. I'll see y'all on the next one.
400 podcast. 400.